don't have very many of them this year, but our trees get full of those cones that they make. You know, they make a cone, something like a, it's not shaped like a bee comb, but it is a kind of a disc shape. Now the men use those young, undeveloped wasps in there for fish bait.
I think they're very good.
They all like to use them. They think they're good bait.
And you can get them.
Well, the bees think I, or the wasps think I, and they never do seem to hurt him at all. One hits me and I just go flat on my face. That's the last of me.
Where do the yellow jackets nest?
Well, I don't know too much about yellow jackets. I don't think we have them here. I suppose maybe they nest in the ground a good deal. Now the bumblebees nest in the ground. They make a hole, a burrow in the ground and go underground. And we have lots of them. But I never have been stung by a bumblebee. I don't remember ever a bumblebee stinging me.
I grabbed one when I was a kid. I hadn't been stung in a long time. I felt pretty brave. And I just reached out there and picked him off a flower.
That's another one of James Whitcomb Riley's poems, The Raggedy Man.
I don't remember that one.
Oh, little boy, let's see, I can read some of it, I think. You better watch out for a bumblebee. If you don't think he'll sting, you'll see. Then he goes on to describe him dangling his legs and all fagged out and acting like he can't climb out of the hollyhock that he goes into. I don't remember how that goes. And once I saw one climb clean away in a jimson weed I did one day. And I grabbed him quick and then let go. Oh, honey, I told you so, says the raggedy man. And he just run, pulled out the stinger and don't laugh none. I thought that was so good. He could get all of that thing into it. You know, he wrote about Elizabeth Ann, the raggedy man. Elizabeth Ann was the hired girl, and the Raggedy Man was the man that did the chore work around the place and made the garden, chopped the weeds and things like
that. Befriended the children.
What?
Befriended the children.
Yeah. And this little boy was always getting in trouble with him. I remember a few lines of one of his poems. But once, Tom Pa and Ma and me all went for the it was the church festival, what was that? Anyway, they went to a church dinner at the church where they met. And then when we come home and see a light in our kitchen window, Pa said, Lana Goshen, who can her bow be? And I just marked right in. Elizabeth Ann was parching corn for the Raggedy Man. That was where he talks about the custard pies, and they were always getting him out of the way. Anyway, the raggedy man said, take your corn and run, son, run, or we can't get no corn done. Mm-hmm. You never hear anybody that knows, you say James Whitcomb Riley to any of the young generation growing up, they never heard of it.
I haven't read any of it.
And that is all that old years. Folklore of that he wrote about so much, telling the bees, and out to old Aunt Mary's. I don't know. I can think of lines from a dozen that I can't even recall the names of.